That's freaking funny. But no, Javier, no, that's honestly, that was good. Like, that was, it's just good. Like, those are good questions. Like, honestly, yeah, I'm still not confused, but I'm still like, yeah, I'm curious about that too.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions that I have, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to keep researching this and finding out what it is and then learn how to actually use it. Exactly. Learn how to use OpenSea, learn about the blockchain and figure out how it works.
Welcome back to the Future of NFT podcast. On this second episode, I brought on my Uncle Javier, aka the co-host of the Future of NFT podcast, and we sat down and talked straight NFTs. Neither of us are NFT experts, and this is not financial advice. However, we are on a journey to learn as much as we can, and we will be bringing you along. So we hope you enjoy this episode, and let's go.
But so I was going to ask you, I just saw this thing on Instagram, and because like I follow this page, it's just NFT. That's what it's called, just NFT on Instagram. Okay. And I just wanted to see like what you thought about it. And they posted, I think it was like a week ago or something like that, because like, you know how like we were just saying, there's like different things that can be NFTs. And like, I know it's like super, like, it's like kind of like weird. Like, okay, well, why in the hell would somebody, you know what I'm saying? Why would somebody want that as an NFT? And, right. So Steve Jobs, his application was like sold as like an NFT.
Okay.
So like, what do you think about that? Or like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that even, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that something like, I don't give a shit, or is it like, you know?
Well, who do they know who purchased it?
They didn't necessarily say that. It was just like, oh, like it just sold, like it just happened to sell as like an NFT. But if you,
wow, go ahead. That's crazy, because he's no longer, yeah, alive, right? I mean, so I wonder. I mean, usually when people die, anything associated with them just goes up in value.
Yeah. Especially Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve Jobs of all people, you know. So I'm curious what that's going for.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the selling price, but I was just like, that's interesting. Like, I was like, I can't wait to tell you about that. It's just like one of those random things, like, that's an NFT, you know? Like, but again, like, would that be something that you would even care to own?
I mean, probably, just because I'm a fan of Apple products in general.
Oh, yep, true.
And then on the other side, I'm learning about NFTs, and so I think this is an opportunity to maybe get in early on stuff, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
something Steve Jobs, associated with Steve Jobs, I doubt I'd be able to get my hands on anything like that.
Yeah, honestly, I really don't know how much it said it sold for, but I was just like, that's interesting. It was literally having just his application. Like, it was like before Apple, before anything. It was just one of his applications.
His application to what, though? Like, for a job?
Yeah, for a job. He was like saying that he wanted to be like, on the application, he put like something in like tech, tech.
Where he was applying to.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I don't know like where, but it was just, I was just like, damn, like, and like, you should see like the actual, not necessarily, I wouldn't say like a resume, but yeah, like the application, like, it's like, looks all old school.
Do you know what year that was?
I don't. I would have to go back and look.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting to find out, because I guarantee you that's going to go for a lot of money.
100%. Like, yeah. And I never even thought, like, because, like, of course, anything Steve Jobs, like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. But, like, his application, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like, something, like, kind of special. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, like, his application. Like, you know, does that make sense? Like, I don't know. It's kind of, it's, like, unique.
I wonder if it's an actual application or if it's, like, a resume. I'm curious.
It might have honestly been a resume. It might have been a resume.
That'd be pretty cool.
But I was just like, I gotta tell Javier about that. And then, yeah, like, I've just been seeing like different, random, like, you know, Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup.
Yep.
They just launched their NFTs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so and everybody's getting in on the NFT business, huh?
100%. Like, and random. Campbell's Chicken, like, what the hell do they have to do with NFTs?
Who would want to buy that, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And like, what do you call it? What was I gonna say? What was it? Who else? Oh, like Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola like launched their NFT collections, but the are like the cool thing because like both of them, Campbell's and Coca-Cola, which is cool. So like with like the money that they got from it, they were gonna donate it. So like Coca-Cola donated it to like I don't remember. I think it was like the Special Olympics. I think.
Oh yeah.
And the Campbell's, I don't know who they donated it to, but it was just like it was just cool.
And all these NFTs, because you and I have discussed this before, and NFTs, any NFT comes with a certain stipulation to it, right? Like I can use it to get something, not just bragging rights that I own it, right?
Well, it literally just depends on the person that issued it, like if they made it functional.
Okay, so I'm curious, like the Steve Jobs one, you know, like what do I get? Am I first in line for the next best Apple product? You know what I mean? or Coca-Cola, like, do I get to make, like, help them make their next flavor? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that would definitely be cool. Okay, you know the artist Banksy?
I'm sorry, which artist?
His name is Banksy.
No, I've never heard of him.
Okay, because I think this was one of the ones, someone destroyed his original art and made the NFT the original. And
okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have talked about that.
Yeah, so, like, I literally just saw something, and it was about, we're talking about it being functional. So, like, with his, like, he put a rock somewhere in, like, I think it was Palestine, and like he told somebody like if they could find it and then email it to him that they found the rock, that he put a word on a rock, he wrote a word on a rock and then went and basically hid it or put it somewhere, and then someone found it, and then if they found it they got something from him. So basically like that's like a moment in time in history, so like that turned into an NFT. So like if you bought like the rock with it said Spike on it, then you got like it was functional. It's so, like you got to go somewhere and like do something and like something like that. So like yeah, like it just depends like if they make it like functional.
And has somebody found it, or you're saying that it's just now going on?
No, so like someone found the rock and then emailed him, and then like now, so like that they're just making that whole thing into like an NFT.
Oh, okay. So like a kind of like a treasure hunt kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Literally exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I was just like, I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
But I've just been seeing, like, just so much, like, so many different, like, literally random, like, just things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just curious, like, the sporting events.
Yep.
Like, those can be issued as NFTs. You know what I'm saying? So you know that you were there at that sporting event. And yeah.
Maybe when you get there, there's something you got to find in the stadium or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And if you find it, you get to meet Mark Cuban or whoever.
No, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say whatever game you happen to be at, you know, like you could meet Popovich or, you know.
Yeah.
It just depends. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, basically like in your digital wallet, you'll be able to see like, oh, have you had one to this Spurs game? Have you had one to this? You know what I'm saying? Have you went to ACL? Have you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so, and these, the digital wallets are not privatized, right? Like, it's always public. Anybody can see it.
Yes, exactly. So, like,
I wonder if people have the option to say, like, no, I don't want anybody to know I went there, you know, or.
Oh,
you
know, to, like, maybe, like, hide one of your NFTs or something?
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's any kind of privacy in there, you know.
Yeah, no. I'm curious. I really don't know either. I wonder.
Maybe I don't want people knowing I went to like a basketball game when I should have been at work. You know what I mean?
Like, no, you called in sick, and then like your boss. Yeah. Was like, on that day, you're at the Spurs game.
Yeah, like I'm on TV like Ferris Bueller.
No, exactly. No, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, it's just going to be interesting to see, like, how it all goes down. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else they do with it? Like, and I just heard that they're starting this new TV show, like, literally based around NFTs. But it's kind of like Shark Tank, but for, like, NFT companies.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just like, I want to see that one. I want to see how that, you know what I'm saying? Like what people are saying about that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or what?
So I wonder if anybody could just go on there and make, because I, you know, you and I've talked about NFTs before, and I'm trying to figure out from what I understand, NFTs are only valuable if the person who's issuing them or the person who's creating them are famous. So like me, if I went and created an NFT, nobody cared. Nobody's going to care, right? I mean, Who the hell is he? You know, like you were talking about Gary V. Gary V has an NFT, right? And people who purchase his, they can use it to play a round of golf with him, right?
Yeah.
But it's Gary V, or maybe someone like Dan Bilzerian, or
Exactly. Like when they honestly, like that's so crazy. I can't even imagine how. See, but that's the other thing. That's what I was thinking. Like, I wonder, like, how many of these like celebrities or people with followings, like, would actually, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, would they actually want to do that? You know what I'm saying? Would that even be interesting to them? Or
I think so, because this is the it seems like this is what everybody's talking about now, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you know, celebrities usually try to keep up with the times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get in there and make money on stuff, especially if it's got their name on it, you know?
Of course.
So I can't even imagine. So like me, I can't create an NFT and put any kind of functionality on it because nobody wants to play golf with me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm nobody. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't know what to, you know, if people say, hey, you can play golf with me. I don't even know how to play golf. You know, why would anybody want to?
Yeah, no, like the Gary V one, I don't know if it was necessarily you were just using that as an example, right? Round of golf,
right?
I don't know if it's round of golf. It's just like one like an event with them or something like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, yeah, I mean that's hilarious, literally. But like, cause like what I was thinking about is like the companies, like, cause companies are going to be issuing NFTs. So like, how could they make it?
Right, but I'm not a company. If somebody's not a company, like me or just any juggle off the street.
Uh-huh.
What's the appeal of NFTs if I can't make money off of them, you know, other than just purchasing them and using them?
Okay, because, like, you could make something, and then you could just post it on, like, you could make an NFT of, like, art, and then you could name it, like, The Beautiful Sunshine. And, like, who's to say, like, the next guy, that what if a billionaire scrolled and said, damn, I want that, I'll take whatever, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it'd be like that. Like literally, basically, people just scroll through OpenSea, wherever you decide to post it, or yeah, wherever you decide to mint it, and then they can just go and say like, "Oh, do I want this? Is this nice? Or what does this mean to me?" Because like, you know, like a lot of artwork is like, "Oh, like this one," you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of artwork is like, "Oh, this means this to me," or this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this brings this emotion out of whatever, or, you know?
Yeah. So I wonder how many people, like, if you were to look at the, because you can go to, you said OpenSea, right? And you could browse different NFTs.
Yeah.
If you browse them and you're looking at stuff like pictures, maybe artwork, photographs, whatever. Some of them even have video clips from what I've seen.
Yeah.
If you're browsing those, I wonder how many of those actually are just regular people who are not celebrities, who have actually sold them and made a killing off of it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, like, I took a picture of a bee on a flower, right? And somebody said, wow, I really like that. I'm going to purchase it. Uh-huh. How many times has that actually happened right now? I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Because, like, where's the money in it, you know?
Yeah, because, like, I've heard, because, like, it's not just for artists and creators, but, like, a lot of the creators and, like, artists are, like, the first ones coming to this, you know? So, like, they're, like, they, not necessarily they have a following, but, like, their art's going to be pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have a pretty good grasp. Like, so, like, I've just heard, like, on, like, other podcasts and stuff talking about, like, yeah, like, I didn't think it would get any action, and they just went ahead and posted it. And, yeah, it sold for, like, nothing. Again, because, like, these ones that we're talking about, like, the big ones sold for, like, 1 million, 2, 3, you know what I'm saying, 2.2, that one, 69 million. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those are, like, the crazy, like, sales, like, the – like, just, you know what I'm saying? But, like, there is people, like, I know for sure, like, I've just heard, like, they're just making, like, 2K or 3K or 10K. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but, Javier, the crazier part, though, to me, though, like, okay, so, like, we'll go back to the Dan Bilzerian or any of them, like, Gary Vee or whatever. So, the crazier part, though, is, like, Javier, if they just decide to just stop, Like, they just don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They just stop. Like, anytime those are sold, until they die, they get paid.
Right. So they sell it, and then if anybody else in the future sells theirs, whoever bought it, like if I bought a Gary V NFT,
yep.
And then in 5 years, I decide I don't want it, I want to sell it. When I make that sale, Gary V makes more money.
Gary V makes 10 or 9% because he did 1% to a charity. So he gets 9% on whatever you sell it for.
And then is there an end to that? Like, do we eventually get to a point where it's like, okay, no, it's been 20 years. You don't make money off of it anymore.
I guess we'll have to find out. Yeah. That's why they'll find out on the future of NFT. That's also the other crazy part though. Like, we could have whoever on here, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could have, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's still so new that it's really just, I don't know. It's so like, I really don't think anybody else has like the definite answers to any of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like, who knows? Like, you know what I'm saying? What if this is all just wiped out? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was listening to, you remember you had mentioned to me about Ben Shapiro, right?
Uh-huh.
He had made that video trying to explain NFTs and stuff. Uh-huh. I don't understand the whole blockchain thing. That's one of the things about this whole thing that I'm trying to figure out. Blockchain, you know what I mean?
Okay, it's little Javier, real quick, because I had the same thing. I'm just like, okay, like I get it, but like blockchain just seems like so scary and so like, you know, not scary, but it seems kind of like, like it seems like it's way more intricate than what I'm about to tell you. But literally, Javier, it's a piece of like data that lives on the blockchain.
Right, but when you say the blockchain, who's running that?
It's a bunch of computers. Like, it's literally just a bunch of servers connected to each other that authenticate they basically authenticate like the piece of data basically. So like, you, that's why nothing, like, you can't get screwed over, like you, nothing, like you can't have a bad transaction, like you can't, because before any transaction goes on, they, like, all the computers, like, all the servers on the blockchain, like, they all basically all communicate and say, like, okay,
right,
yes.
But somebody's running these servers, these computers, right? I mean, there has to be a company that is behind this. It's not just a server in a room that nobody is monitoring, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody, like, is there a company behind it? Who's running it? Is it AWS, is it Facebook, is it, you know, who's actually running the servers that run the blockchain? I'm just curious because I'm wondering
that's a good question.
If you have to do something in order, like if I wanted to get onto the blockchain, how would I do that? Do I just get on the internet, everybody's welcome to the blockchain, or do I have to apply? Do I have to pay?
So honestly, that's a good question. But I know like different details about it, but it's kind of like, I don't know, like when the question is like put like that, it's kind of like, oh shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who like owns it. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I don't know how it functions.
Not even necessarily who owns it, but I'm wondering like who runs it, you know what I mean? Like, where are the servers? Who's operating them, and, you know, stuff like that, you know, because when you get into like the NFTs, we know that there was one that sold for what, $69 million, right?
Yep.
So if that exists on the blockchain, then the blockchain has to have some kind of security on it and some kind of company or something monitoring this thing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering who that is. Like, I guess it doesn't make a difference, right? I mean, we know that you can go on there and purchase, and you can have your name attached to certain digital things, you know, but I'm just curious who's running that, who's operating it.
Honestly, that makes me think. No, honestly, that's a good question, because like, you know, Ethereum, right?
Yep.
So like, I'm wondering, is it like the Ethereum blockchain? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because the only way to actually make any transactions in NFT is with crypto, right? You can't use any other form of currency.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure they're in the mix with all that, but I'm not sure if Ethereum, because isn't Bitcoin the biggest one right now?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That would be interesting to find out. You know?
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I definitely want to find out now. That is interesting.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. I'm just really curious to see what they come out with. Like, what the, you know what I'm saying? The new innovation. Like, how honestly, I'm really, like, curious to see how they make it, like, or, like, what the first, like, when it comes to the public, not when it comes to the public, but, like, what, like, when my mom first gets the grasp of it, if that makes, like, when my mom, like, says, like, oh, this, and, like, that's NFT. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, if to them, because I feel like it's already so, like, I feel like to my mom, it was already so, like, crazy and so, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, trying to see, like, okay, how would this connect with something that she's doing, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, like, because now I'm sitting here trying to figure out different ways to make an NFT. You know, like, I could take a picture of anything, and see if somebody might find that interesting or pretty cool or something like that, and then put it on like, what's the name of that that website?
OpenSea,
and see if anybody would be interested in buying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess that's one way to make money off of it if you're not a celebrity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just having good art.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily have to be an artist, right? I mean,
yeah, no, you even, don't have to be.
Even photography, maybe?
Yep, exactly. No,
now I'm going to be out taking pictures of everything, man.
just posting them on OpenSea.
Right, post like a million things and just see which one bites.
Literally. Which one. Literally. Wait, so okay, wait. Would you ever buy an NFT with one of your favorite creators? Like, if Ben Shapiro launched them or whoever your favorite, you know what I'm saying? Would you buy them?
I would. And I think I went to OpenSea when you and I first started talking about this. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to.
Process is like, you know, but you have to have a crypto wallet set up. And I don't remember where I was at, but I was like, oh, I don't have
time to go through all this right now. So I just closed it out and I never went back to it, you know. But I think you have to buy with Ethereum or.
Yes. I bought one. I bought my first one.
Okay.
Like a week or two ago. And it was kind of like, I was like, okay, well, it was kind of not. Yes, I'm just going to say it was kind of confusing. Like, I had to set up, because I already had my wallet set up, but. I don't know what. Honestly, I still have questions about that. Yeah, because the NFT that I got was very expensive, but after the process of buying it, it cost a little. It was still inexpensive, but it was so like I definitely didn't buy. Like I spent more on purchase. If that makes sense. Like, I spent more on actually purchasing the NFT than how much the NFT actually cost.
Because of what? Because of the setup costs and all that
like,
stuff?
Like, it was kind of, I guess it was the fee, and I don't know if it was a one-time fee or what, but I was just like, that was kind of, and like, I had to like, because my card, first of all, Apple Pay was just jacking up, like, I don't even know, it was just, I was trying to transfer money from my card to the Apple Pay, but it wasn't recognizing my card, and you know what I'm saying? So it was just a whole ordeal. And so like, I feel like, I don't know, it was just, so like, I still have Ethereum in my wallet right now to go like buy something else. But okay. I just haven't seen anything that I want to buy yet.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, if I see something on OpenSea that I want to buy, I can hit purchase. And then at that time, it transfers money from my bank to Ethereum and then uses the Ethereum to pay.
Yes.
Or do I already have to have Ethereum stocked up in my digital wallet? You know what I mean?
Honestly, I think you do. I think it works. Like, I think that's basically what I did. That's why it kind of took like a little bit long, because I had to convert it first to Ethereum, then go from my with the Ethereum in my wallet to go purchase it. And then, yeah, like it was just. I don't know. It just seemed kind of like a headache. I mean, it wasn't too crazy, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just kind of like, it wasn't as smooth as I thought it was going to be. Because on OpenSea, it literally just says like, oh, open, purchase now or buy now. So you would think that you would just be able to click, you know what I'm saying? Click buy now. It tells you the cost, how much it costs to Ethereum, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. And then it's like that simple, but it was, I don't know.
And you can actually see on the blockchain that you have ownership of that NFT.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know why I couldn't see it in my wallet effort. There was a reason. It told me on the app why I wasn't able to see it. But if you go on there and you look at it, it says, like, on there, if I go look, it says owned by you. So, like, it's owned by me.
Right. Because I thought, I was looking at, you remember when we were talking about crypto, right? And we were like, well, one Bitcoin cost whatever, $50,000+.
Yeah.
But I don't have to purchase one Bitcoin. I can purchase a percentage of a Bitcoin, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly, like a fraction.
So I can, like $100 worth, and then I own like point whatever of one share or one actual Bitcoin. I thought that that's what I saw when I was on OpenSea. Instead of actually outright purchasing an NFT, I was purchasing a fraction of an NFT. And I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if, like, if I make a purchase, do I own it or do other people own portions of it as well? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be interested in doing any of that. I don't want to own a portion of anything. Like, if I'm going to buy it, I want it to be mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah. Wait, so you're saying if you can, like, share an NFT or, like, have two people own it?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's how they're going about it. Because when I went on there, it was saying it looked kind of like an auction.
Yeah,
it kind of had like an auction, you know, like I think it had people who were watching and then people who had already placed bids and there were more bids coming in, all this other stuff, you know what I mean? But I was looking and I was wondering if this is like fractional ownership where I don't own it outright. I own a portion of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And unless I've got a bunch of money and I want to purchase everybody out, you know?
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't work that way, because if there's something like whoever, like the Steve Jobs resume or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's not exciting if I own.
Wait, hold on. It literally just cut out as soon as you said that. Say it again.
Okay. So
I'm not sure where you cut out, but the Steve Jobs resume.
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody goes and drops money and says, okay, now I own it, but then it turns out they only own a percentage of it, as opposed to owning the whole thing 100%, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're going to do this with NFT, where it's going to be where it's going to be like fractional ownership instead of straight up.
No, you know? That's super – honestly, I've never even thought about that. As of right now, I'm almost 100% you cannot do that.
You cannot purchase fractional share.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be stupid. That'd be pretty stupid.
Yeah. Yes, but yeah. I could see how, like, people would want to do it if it was something, like, big. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like a bigger project or, like, something, like, I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to share it with anybody, you know what I mean?
Especially
if I knew that it was going to be worth a lot of money. Or if it was something...
because if me and you both had ownership in one NFT, like, they come to my wallet and they're like, where the hell is the rest of his NFT? I'm like, oh, go to my uncle's wallet. You know what I'm saying? Like, the rest of it is in there. So it's kind of like, and then if we want it, what if you want to sell one and then I'm like, no, I want to keep, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like
I don't know. I'm gonna say I seriously doubt that's the way it works, but I'm curious about that. I'm gonna have to look into that and see if that's the way it works. Because there's a lot of people putting interest in it, you know what I mean? And so I don't know if they're going to say, well, you can own point something percent and the other part. That way everybody gets a piece of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because I don't even know if anybody would, think about it. If you're the one selling it, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you, or like, I mean, I guess it wouldn't really matter as long as you got what you paid for it. I mean, or, I guess as long as you got what you want, I mean, what you're selling for.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that they're going to do fractional sales on that thing. I think it's going to be all or nothing, you know?
But that kind of made me think about almost, like, the way you said it. Like, it kind of made me think about almost, like, in, like, having, like, a stock option type. You know what I'm saying? Like, in, like, a big project, if that makes sense.
I wonder.
And then, yeah, and then as the NFT goes up and you know what I'm saying, your quote, your, you know what I'm saying, like, your stock goes up, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Your ownership in the NFT goes up or whatever.
Yeah, or you get an artist, like a famous artist, and you announce to the public, hey, we're gonna sell one of this person's work, pieces of work, but they haven't actually painted it yet.
Yeah.
And so that's known to the public. Everybody knows they haven't painted it yet, but you build up that in anticipation, you know. Uh-huh. It's just like the next iPhone or the next Xbox or whatever, you know, where they tell you, yeah, you know what, the next big thing is coming, but you're going to have to wait and see if you can do that with an NFT and drive up the cost of it before it even hits the market, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That'd be pretty cool.
Wait, so would you, so like that Steve Jobs thing, the Steve, mm-hmm. yeah, okay, what were you going to say about that?
Not that I was talking about the part ownership of it. I mean, the Steve Jobs thing, I don't even know how you would make that functional at this point.
Yeah, no, again, yeah, exactly. Like, how would you?
What do you, you know, like, what would they do? Like, a tour of the Apple Museum or,
yeah,
you know, dinner with his kids? Because he had kids, right? Or no?
Yes.
I don't even know.
I think so. I'm pretty sure. I don't even know, honestly.
I don't know. Maybe.
And Rook, actually, I'm just curious. Like, I wonder if the kids are like, what the hell? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do they think that, like, you know what I'm saying? Do they even know about it? Do they even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if he has kids, and honestly, I should know that. I guess I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that they know. Yeah. I think that they probably have the rights, his name or somebody does, you know what I mean? But yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I don't know if I'd want to go have dinner with his kids, you know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't interest me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, for sure.
But, like, I don't know. Maybe you can, like, if you own his, maybe you can go to his house and wear one of his old turtlenecks or for, like, a day. You know what I mean? Like, you can rent his glasses or...
No, that's funny. No, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where the functionality would be in a Steve Jobs one, but I could see that in anybody else's.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Gary B, the golf fan. I don't play golf, but it'd be pretty cool if I can go hang out with him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And see where that goes.
Yeah, and it's just crazy because, like, the fact that, because how we're talking about how, okay, like, they could set this up, right? And then every time it sells, they still get a percentage, right?
Yeah.
But the whole point, though, again, is that they can add value to it. So, like Gary Vee says, he's going to be adding value till he's 80, till he dies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and, like, he's right now, because, like, I'm not too sure how familiar you are with, like, his whole project and, like, how he's trying to make it. But, like, you know, like, cars, like Walt Disney characters and stuff like that?
Yeah.
He's literally trying to make, like, those NFTs, like, all the characters, like that. So he might put them in so, like, if that one was, like, in a Bugs Bunny film or something, does that make sense? Like, one of the characters, like, but the elephant was in a whatever, like, movie or something. Does that make sense? That would make that NFT go up. Just because it's in a big movie or it's in a, you know what I'm saying? So that would be an example of him adding value. You know what I'm saying? Like him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, basically just him adding value to his NFTs.
Yeah, I can see that. I wonder if I can do that.
Like, or what?
Just take something from Disney and add it to an NFT and see if I can raise the value of it.
Wait. What are you talking about, though? Or what do you mean?
Like you said, like an elephant that wasn't a movie.
Or no, because he has, no, because, like, he has, like, the, okay, because, like, you know how all his NFTs are characters, like, they're, like, animals.
Right.
So, like, empathy, so, like, one of them, like, one of the most, like, the biggest one is Empathy Elephant. So, mm-hmm. if Gary Vee in 20 years puts out I'm just using Disney, because, like, it's, like, popular, and it's just, like, so, like, if he's going to make his own, right? Like, his mm-hmm. own, like, Disney-type movie. Does that make sense?
He's going to make his own movie, or is he going to make a character that he gets Disney to put into a movie?
Literally, he could do either or. I don't know if he's going to make his own, but if you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's my question is, I wonder if anybody can do that. If I can create a character or whatever, and then go and see if Disney will put it in a movie and get my NFT going, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, he's really trying to make them, like, Yeah, like he's really trying to make all the characters like just pop, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, because again, they all like mean something though. So like the elephant, like it's empathy elephant. Like that's a trait that he just loves. Do you know what I'm saying? Empathy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like that's one of those things. Like it's like an intellectual property. Like pushing intellectual property, which to me just sounds insane. Like I don't even know.
Yeah, it does. It does sound, but I don't know. But I mean, he's already got a lot of pull. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So that, you know what I'm saying? That wouldn't be,
because he was famous and rich before NFTs.
Yes.
Right. I mean, NFTs didn't make him famous.
No, not at all.
So when it comes to NFTs. So my whole question is, and I guess remains, how does just a regular Joe Blow make it big in NFTs? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
How do I do that? You know, if I'm not already a billionaire and famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess it would just be about creating your art, building, but like you can build, like, I don't know, like you can just do different things, like companies, like, and I'm not even talking about big companies. Like, for example, Downtown Detail. If I wanted to offer an NFT of like the spray wax, and then they actually get the bottle when they buy it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be. And then another thing is, like, I could issue NFTs, or also have it. What do you want to have in like a lot of people's wallets? So if you're trying to grow your brand or whatever, you can launch your NFT at a cheap price so that everybody can afford it, and it could just be in a shit ton of people's wallets. So that when, you know what I'm saying, like, that's just like a marketing collateral, you know?
Yeah, but I'm okay. So when you say that, it makes me think that one, if I create an NFT, I could sell multiples of it. It's not just the one, and then I have to create something different, right?
Yes, you can make like different levels to it, basically.
Yeah. An NFT of whatever, like I said, a bee on a flower.
Yeah.
And there's only quantity one, right?
Uh-huh.
I can't say, okay, there's 200 of these.
Well, you could, though. You could. Like, you could make it, like, different. Okay, so, like, empathy elephant. There's, like, different levels to it. So I'm trying to think of like how, like,
I'm trying to, like, when I purchase it, I don't, if I purchase that elephant, the empathy elephant, I don't get all the levels. I'm only purchasing one level.
Basically, yes. And that level, like the gold level, might be better than the silver, if that makes sense. It's worth more than the silver, you know, you get it?
Yeah.
Like levels like that, basically. Like, yeah. Basically, yeah, levels like that. And maybe the gold one is functional and the silver one's not.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's priced higher, you know?
Yeah. So I figured it would be like, okay, I'm going to make the empathy elephant.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to you purchase it. Uh-huh. So there's only one empathy elephant. And if Jared's going to purchase it, then he owns it. However, when he went to check out, he purchased either the bronze, silver, or the gold. So if you purchase the gold, the bronze and silver no longer exist for people to buy. Because you purchased the empathy elephant. You own it and you picked one level and ran with it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So nobody else can purchase the two levels that you didn't purchase. It's just gone at this point.
Wait, but no, but why?
Because otherwise that doesn't really make it unique, you know? I mean, you got the gold. Why would I want the silver?
Okay. Let me give you another one. So basically, like, with Gary V's thing specifically, so there was levels just like that. And the reason, like, if I couldn't afford the most expensive one, then I'd buy the cheaper one, right, that I could afford. And that one also, it's functional, but it might not be as functional. Or it might, does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
So, like, it would still have value, but it just wouldn't, and it would still go up in value, but it just wouldn't be as functional as the golden one, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, maybe not necessarily as functional, as valuable as the gold elephant, or, I'm just saying gold elephant, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the higher
I wonder how hard it is for him to come up with things to use as the, you know, as part of the functionality, you know, like if he's planning on doing this till he's 80, you know, is he going to run out of things to offer as part of the functionality, you know, like have a dinner with him or enjoy or attend one of his seminars?
Yeah.
You know, at one point does he get to a point where he's like, okay, what else? I've already done anything I could possibly think of. You know what I mean? Or does he repeat it? Does he say, okay, another seminar coming up in 2030 or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think it would be pretty hard to come up with stuff to do.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially if you go for years, you know what I mean? And then not only that, but like if you have an NFT that has some kind of functionality to it, how many times during the year is that functionality good? You know, like if you sold 100.
That's literally all in the contract. So like it says, because like then it says from like this year to this year, on this year no longer, it, you know what I'm saying? Like it's done. After 2023, it's done. Like you're it's, this is it.
Whether I use it or not.
Yes.
Oh yeah, but then the next event or whatever he has, I'm entitled to that, right?
What do you mean the next? What do you mean the next event?
Okay, so I purchase his one of his NFTs.
Yep.
And one of the functionalities about it is I get to go and sit with him and have a dinner.
Yep.
Let's just say I have a scheduling conflict. I cannot have dinner with him because I have something else I got to do. Then. Does he say, okay, well, I'm going to have another dinner. I have another dinner on the books for 6 months from now. You could just use it then. Or do I use it or lose it?
Yes, that's a good question. Honestly, I don't even know. I'm almost 100% that he wouldn't just be like, all right, well, that's it. Nope, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it would have to be.
Because he actually has dates attached to those things, right?
Yes, I believe so. Honestly, I don't. I haven't really seen, like, the fine print on it. But, like, I just know that the conference is like 3 years, like, you know, it's like a 3 year conference or like a, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's, it ends in like 3 years.
So he says like, let's go have you can attend one of my seminars or you can play golf or you can eat dinner with me. But he doesn't say, just call me whenever you feel like using it. He has it. It's on February the 2nd.
At 2 PM.
At 2. And if you can't make that, well, then you just, SOL, right?
Yeah.
Shit out of luck.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so then I'm like, okay, well, I was not able to use it, but I still want to be able to use some functionality of this NFT. You know, does it transfer to your next event or will you ever eat breakfast again? You know what I mean? Can I go to that one? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. That's a question literally I had too. Cause like, it's like, what about, you know what I'm saying? What if something happens or, you know?
Cause you got to imagine that, if I purchased an NFT for Gary Vee and he was going to have a seminar, you have to imagine that a lot of the people are going to have scheduling conflicts. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not like he's going to say it's on February, whatever. And then I'm going to say, okay, let me take time off of work.
Yeah.
Because what if I don't have time to take off from work, or what if I get sick, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, and the thing about that, Austin, now that I'm thinking about it, is that not that everyone that bought one that was that functional has a job like that, but for the most part, I'm pretty sure anyone that bought one that was super functional, they paid a, you know what I'm saying? They paid a price. So I don't know. I'm not, you know, again, like, it doesn't mean that they're not going to have like a 9-to-5 or just something where they, you know what I'm saying? Like where they can't go, but like, I'm almost positive they're gonna be able to get that day off. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like they're gonna,
I think, finagle
something.
Yeah. They'll get the day off, you know, like somebody, if another person who has a very flexible schedule could do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that'd be pretty weird because I just assume that anything you do with someone like Gary Vee or maybe even Mark Cuban, it's probably going to be documented somewhere.
Yeah.
So Gary V is, if you go and met with him for like a dinner or whatever, you're probably going to end up on his Instagram page or on his Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, hey, check it out. Jared purchased my NFT and he got to play golf with me, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then 100%. So it's not like, I don't know. It's like, what if I call into work? And then I don't even know it, but my boss is like a fan of Gary Vee, and he's just like, well, we can't get any of the shipments out because Javier was sick. But then, like, I'm on Instagram giving a thumbs up. You know what I mean?
100%. Like, I know exactly what you're saying.
That's so funny. Then I'll have to purchase more Gary Vee NFTs and put them again and see if he can't throw anything my way. You know, like,
yeah,
hey, you. You know, get a job or something.
Because you lost it.
I lost my job when we went to breakfast. Remember we went to go and eat pancakes the other day? I lost my job.
Okay. That's freaking funny. But no, that's honestly, that was good. Like, it's just good. Like, those are good questions. Like, honestly, yeah, I'm still not confused, but I'm still like, I'm curious about that too.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions that I have, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to keep researching this and finding out what it is and then learn how to actually use it. Exactly. Learn how to use OpenSea, learn about the blockchain and figure out how it works. Because it sounds like there's a lot of money to be made, especially since it's new, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So we have to see, we have to find out where this all goes.
Yep, and I'm pretty sure, again, we're going to have someone on. You know what I'm saying? We'll have someone on here that's going to be able to, like, answer all these questions and, you know what I'm saying, ask more. We could ask more questions. Because I know for a fact of it, if we had someone on here, I know you'd be able to pop off questions like, what about this? What about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially when we get into a conversation and things just start coming into my mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because literally, as you started talking, like, every time, like, you tell me something, that's why it's crazy about NFTs. Every time I talk to literally anybody, whether they know a lot or they don't, like, I always end up having at least, like, 100 questions after. Because I'm just like, that's actually, I wonder. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? There's no, like, definite answer. And you can't necessarily go to Google any of these questions. Because Google doesn't even, you know what I'm saying? Google doesn't necessarily know everything.
Yeah.
But.
To go to somebody who, and I don't know, maybe there are a lot of rules that are still waiting to be made, you know?
Exactly. I
mean, that haven't been made yet. Maybe it's that early in NFTs where a lot of the rules are still not even, you know, established, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Well, already, Heaven, this is a good episode. Well, I guess we can just end it here. I mean, it's not a good deal. I'll just edit it.
Okay,
but no, that was a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be on next week.
Yeah, hit me up, man. I'm down. Let's do this.
But all right, Heaven, well, just give me a call.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Alrighty, that will wrap up the second episode of the Future of NFT podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a comment, give us a review, tell us what we could do better, what else do we need to talk about, who can you recommend that has these answers? Please let us know. Thank you, we'll see you on the next episode.